88.9 Shine FM. Each and every Wednesday morning, we get to check in with Kimberly Eckert. Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert from the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Kimberly, can I say your name any more than I already have?
Probably not.
So, Kimberly, we are talking about the top 10 insights from the science of a meaningful life in 2019. You've got a good one for us today.
I sure do. So we're looking at how the science and the Bible line up. And today it's people who are more forgiving sleep better, Daryl.
I like sleep.
I know, I love sleep. And as I get older, the harder it is to do it. So if you are having trouble falling asleep, you may have tried counting sheep, listening to a bedtime meditation, quiet music. I mean, we try all sorts of things to get ourselves to sleep. But according to a recent study in 2019, there is another practice that you should consider instead: forgiveness. Researchers asked over 1,400 adults to rate themselves on how likely they were to forgive themselves for the things that they had done wrong and forgive others for hurting them. The participants also answered survey questions about their sleep quality over the past month, their current health, and their overall satisfaction with life. The research suggested that people who were more forgiving were more likely to sleep better and for longer, and in turn have better physical health. They also were more satisfied with their life. Forgiveness of self and others may help individuals leave the past day's regrets and offenses in the past and offer an important buffer between the events of the waking day and the onset and maintenance of sound sleep, was the conclusion of the researcher led by Luther College professor Lauren Tausangt. So when we don't forgive, we tend to engage in this painful rumination, Daryl, where we focus our attention and repetitive thoughts about this distress, whether it's our mistake or that of others. Ultimately, this study suggests that resentment or bitterness that we're harboring can detract from our sleep quality and our overall well-being. So, if you're holding on to a grudge, forgiveness could be one constructive practice to try, whether in the name of better sleep, better health, or in obedience to Jesus' command to forgive 7 times 77.
It's so interesting with forgiveness. So many people struggle with that because they say, oh, I can't forgive them for that. There was, you know, they did this, this, and this. But really, forgiving, it's not about, you know, saying that what they did is okay. It's right. about just saying, I'm not going to hang on to that grudge anymore.
Right. And it is a letting go
process. Yeah. It's, and it doesn't say that what they did was okay. It's just that you're not going to hang on to that bitterness.
Correct. And in fact, it's really important not to engage in denial, which would be minimizing what's been done to harm you. It's really important to acknowledge the harm, the impact it's had, and then start to engage in the process with the help of the Holy Spirit to let it go.
Let it go. Sorry. So, Kimberly, whether folks are struggling with forgiveness or a myriad of other things that take up our mental time, how can we get a hold of you at the Eckert Psychology and Education Center if we are requiring a little bit of help?
Well, you can go to eckertcenter.com, check us out there, send us an email, call us at 403-230-2959. And come and work with one of our wonderful team members. Melissa Yu is the newest team member to join Eckert Center. She loves Jesus, and she really enjoys discovering where people are getting stuck in their journey and building ways forward.
Let it go. Let it go.
That's right.
That's going to be stuck in your head all day now.
All day.
Kimberly, we've also got a gift certificate to give away. What caller are we going for?
Let's go with caller number 5 today.
Caller number 5 right now, 403-276-8888. Dial carefully. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you, Daryl.